Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the past month, demonstrators have staked out Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's home to denounce her vaccine policies. The early morning protests are often loud and angry, prompting some neighbors and politicians to say they go too far. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, a number of lawmakers say it's time to ban protests outside the homes of public officials.
As the morning comes up on St. Augustus Street in Roslindale, it's quiet. Police cars sit outside the two-family home of Mayor Michelle Wu. About a dozen officers keep an eye on a small group of protesters, no more than five or six, just across the street. Then, a little after 7, the silence is shattered. This wake-up call has taken place every day since early January. The protesters are upset over the city's mandate that city workers be vaccinated against COVID-19, as well as requirements that customers show proof they're vaccinated to enter restaurants and certain other businesses.
We should all be outraged at what's happening right now.
This is Catherine Vitale from Dorchester, a regular presence at these protests.
Regular people cannot go into libraries, movie theaters, restaurants. For what? Because we don't consent to a medical procedure. For what if not total government control and overreach over all of us?
We're not getting into restaurants. We're getting banned out of libraries, okay?
And this is Rob Burke, another regular. He stands in front of a hand-painted sign which evokes the Chinese flag and includes the words, "Woke in Wuville." Burke's attack is personal, suggesting, among other things, that Mayor Wu, the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, is a Marxist.
Marxists are always racist, they're always liars, and they're always misogynists. So, Michelle, take a hike, do what you gotta do, leave these guys alone. Leave the police alone, the fire and the teachers alone.
For the record, Wu's office says she's not a Marxist, she's a Democrat. These demonstrations used to be even louder, but police now forbid the use of bullhorns after neighbors complained. But the protests remain a daily nuisance to residents like Robin Chalfin, who was out walking her dog.
The noise disturbance has been off the charts. My kids are woken up, the dog is anxious, and then also just the kind of hostility.
It's just the height of vitriol and disrespect is something that I have never seen in my lifetime.
This is Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. He's among a number of elected officials of color who signed a letter condemning what they call hateful attacks, including racist, anti-Asian, and sexist rhetoric against Wu. Tompkins says he recognizes protesters have First Amendment rights.
But I think they're taking it to the extreme. You know, she's got little kids. She has a mom who has, you know, a health issue.
For her part, Michelle Wu says the daily hostility outside her home is upsetting her two young sons. Recently, she tweeted that protesters chanted "Happy Birthday, Hitler," and used megaphones to shout that her kids will grow up without a mom because she'll be in prison. Protesters have also been a regular presence outside the home of Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican. Last year, environmental activists chained themselves to a pink boat outside his home in Swampscott. Demonstrators have also targeted the home of New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu ever since he first ordered a statewide mask mandate in 2020. Now lawmakers are pushing back. Stephen Howitt is a Republican state rep from Massachusetts.
A family of an elected official should not be subjected to an intimidation tactic, people feeling that they have the right to follow them to their house and do not give them a sense of security.
Howitt has filed legislation that would require protesters to stay at least 100 yards away from an elected official's home and give police new authority to break up crowds. Howitt says without these limits, good people will simply not run for office. In this time of extreme political divisions, protesters on both sides of the political spectrum are showing up at the homes of public officials across the country, prompting a number of states and municipalities, including Los Angeles, Virginia, and Florida, to pass or consider similar restrictions. Back in front of Mayor Wu's home, some insist that they're here to air legitimate differences over policy.
I'm not vaccinated and don't plan to get vaccinated.
Paula Taylor is a middle school teacher in Boston. She says vaccines conflict with her religious faith, and she doesn't believe they're safe, despite numerous studies showing they are. But Taylor says it's important to make her point outside Mayor Wu's home. Why do it here, as opposed to in front of City Hall?
Because she came into our homes. So this has caused fractions within the school buildings. You got the vaccinated who are against the unvaccinated. We're treated like lepers. So this is why I bring it to her home, because she's made it into our homes.
So for now, at least, the protests will continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.